Welcome to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hello, and will the ghostly glitter get you? That is the question. Guys, it's episode 58. It's our Halloween special. It's going to be a short one. We've got two repeat guests on today, and we are excited to talk to you about our favorite, or as it were, least favorite, horror board games. These are board games we hate that you all love. As always, I'm PJ.
And I'm Gareth.
And we've got with us Adam and Craig again. Thank you guys joining us. Craig, there's no murdered children in your house. Is that correct? You're okay?
No, everything is fine. Everything is happy and peaceful in here right now.
That is so reassuring,
isn't
it? The
clock tower rings. So when you said horror board games, I thought it was Halloween themed, but once I understood the brief, this is games that I hate. Or not necessarily hate, that's a strong word.
You find
horrifying. Wouldn't play horrifying right. That other people believe is the most beautiful piece of nature and board game development ever made.
Right.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to start with Craig. Craig, you're going to go lead us off.
Go.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to talk about a game that everyone really enjoys. Essentially, what this game is Yahtzee with lots of different characters. So you can be a barbarian, you can be a witch, you can be a pirate, you can be a ninja, you can be any Marvel superhero you like. And do you feel like you're a different Marvel superhero? Absolutely not. You just feel like you're throwing the same dice over and over again with mildly different powers based completely on luck and a little bit of card play, but mostly luck. Yes, of course I'm talking about Dice Throne. Dice Throne is one of those games I do have in my collection, and it's relatively fun to play. I mean, you can take the package out and you can play with more than two people, even though that doesn't really work. It's only a two-player game. Don't let them lie to you. But seriously, it's just a jumped-up Yahtzee, and I do not enjoy it, and it is not worth the hype that everyone goes about. The other thing is that when a company that's big and they can fund games on themselves go to Kickstarter for no apparent reason, just for a pre-order system, it's a bit annoying and it's not necessary. And it's a bit over the top. So yeah, Dice Throne doesn't do it for me very much. I understand that it does it for a lot of people. I'm interested in this new cooperative mission system that they might be doing, throwing something a little bit different at the wall and hoping it sticks. And maybe that will be better. I don't know. So that's one of them. And the second one, that I'm just going to quickly mention, is Seven Wonders Duel, a two-player version of Seven Wonders, or like Seven Wonders Architects, the only and best version of Seven Wonders. Seven Wonders Duel is a tiresome card-building, deck-building game that just... I honestly, if I had a rusty spoon, I would gouge it in my eye before playing that. So they're my choices for the most horrific board games. Dice Throne and Seven Wonders Duel. Thank you.
I am horrified.
Wow.
Dang, that was...
I don't think we should challenge. Just accept that everyone likes different games. And Craig is wrong. I mean, Craig is correct. I've never played Dice Throne. It sounds terrible.
That was the
horrible.
Best overtake of Dice Throne, like overview of Dice Throne I've ever heard. That was amazing.
We should
nailed
edit
it.
That. Yeah, nailed it. But as for Seven Wonders Duel, Architects is the best. I agree.
Yeah. So cooperative Yahtzee is what I'm hearing is the only redeeming quality of Dice Throne. Maybe.
PJ, it's a game made for you.
I don't know about that. That's horrifying.
That's a stroke of genius, though. Right. PJ, you're next.
Yeah, okay. So here's the deal. Totally horrifying. I owned it, owned all the stuff, had the insert for it, and had to sell it because I had to get it out of my collection because I just cannot stand this game, but everyone seems to love it, and that's Villainous. It's Disney, so we've got to have it. Sell your soul to the devil. I mean, Disney. It's Marvel, which is Disney. Or, you know, just keep going. Star Wars, but it's Disney. Let's keep going, right? So the premise of playing the bad guy is really cool and very compelling. But are you really playing the bad guy? No. What you're doing is you're having cards in front of you, and you're moving a little pawn around from space to space in front of you, hoping that you'll draw the one card in your deck that'll lead you to victory. But all your friends are doing the same things, and they're playing cards on you to stop you, and you never get to do it. And it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And if that's bad enough, let's go Star Wars. Let's go Marvel. They're all the same, and the experience never changes. But PJ, no. Yes. Villainous. I'll never play Villainous. If it hits the table, I'm out the door. That's how I feel about Villainous. And to add to that is someone everyone loves, Castles of Burgundy. I can tell you what, you could go back to your castle. I'm not for it. My fundamental problem with Castles of Burgundy is that I have no control over my actions, right? Roll dice, and those dice determine what I can do. Oh, but PJ, you can mitigate it. You can mitigate it so little that I want to be able to take my own actions, but I can't because it's random from turn to turn. And there is no amount of three-dimensional, fancy painted tiles in a big, giant, beautiful box that's going to make me play Castles of Burgundy. I am so sorry to everyone who backed that deluxe version. So that is the games that horrify me this Halloween.
I'm going to make sure that when you arrive in the UK, that's the first game we have set up on the table.
No, it's Viticulture. Followed quickly. Yeah.
I mean, I saw Villainous for many of the same reason, but many people do love it.
They do. They do.
I just played last 2 days ago.
Amazing. and you bought the latest expansion.
Right.
Whatever that was called, I've forgotten. Boogie Woogie. Yeah. No.
Right, but I think we established 2 or 3 weeks ago that the reason you buy board games is to stay poor so that your wife won't kill you, right? Isn't that what we talked about?
It's safer.
So, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's a redeeming quality to Villainous, I guess. It keeps you from your wife killing you for the inheritance.
There's always a silver lining. You just got to find it.
Right.
So we've had Dice Throne, Seven Wonders Duel, Villainous, Castles of Burgundy. Adam, what horrific games are you bringing?
My horrific game is Catan. So I know that this is a huge, classic game that everybody loves because you're got your sheep and your rock and your wheat and your brick, and you get to trade with people and build your little fiefdom and be all cozy in your town. It's awful. So actually the fun part is that's my origin game. So I actually started off with my family playing this. It's probably why I hate it now. And we played for 5 years and I just can't stand it. You got 3D Catan, Dice Catan, Card Game Catan, Game of Thrones Catan. They're getting to it's like the Monopoly status.
Oh, Spice Catan.
Reskin everywhere you can. And then you got expansions.
Yeah.
Like 5 to 7. Sea Catan, Starfarers Catan,
Space Catan,
Barbarians.
There's even a Star Trek Catan.
What? Really? Yeah, it's just not my game.
I mean,
yeah, it's just like, one, so the premise is everybody has, there's a bunch of hexes all over the board. Sometimes they can be flipped down if you want to get really crazy, or they can be flipped up, or your numbers can be flipped down or flipped up. And then you place your little town and your city on different areas, and then you roll dice and hope that you get to make stuff, which might happen or might not. And usually doesn't, because if you don't have good numbers or randomly the three rolls 1,000 times and you have sixes, right? It's just like, it's so much luck. It just, and you play for 2 to 3 hours. And then if you have that, people don't trade. It's
last time I played was that experience. The wrong dice, the wrong cards, nobody traded.
Yeah. So you sit there for 2 hours doing nothing. Like, it's just, and then you're like, you got to trade this sheep for a brick. And nah, that's lame. I have 500 of those. Okay, thanks. I'll just sit here. Actually, I'm going to go make a snack.
A snack with your sheep.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Get the sheep out of here.
Have you got a second game, or is there enough rage with Catan?
I had one and I lost it, so.
That's okay.
Yeah. Right then. I better wrap this up. So the first game I've chosen, loved by many because it's in the top 10 of Board Game Geek, is Spirit Island, the most the most beige game seen. Beige upon beige. Beige. And when I look at the board, I then think its little coloured patterns with its beige components, small world, which I also despise, which I've just added in because it's reminded me of it.
I concur.
And it's a co-op game. I'm not a massive fan of co-op games. I don't mind a good co-op, but I just found I bought Spirit Island. I had the expansions of the first time round before it released more beigeness. And I think we played it once and was like, oh my God, this is painful. You know, the whole standing, I know, sitting there, it went on forever. Super heavy, complex co-op game, protecting the islands from the invaders, full of beige. That's pretty much it.
That's funny because, like, people rave about this game, I've heard. I don't own it.
I know, people love it. I mean, I was at a con not long ago, and I watched a group of four, maybe it was more, maybe... Can you pay more players? It felt there were more people around the table. It must have been four. And they were standing up. They're there for 5 hours. It's probably an exaggeration. Oh, I think it was three. And it just seemed to drag. And I went over and said, how are you having a good time? I don't think they really were. I think they pretended they were. They wanted to have a good time, but they weren't. Anyway, that's my Spirit Island.
So what I'm hearing...
Do you know that they made in a new version, though?
What's it called?
I don't know. It's streamlined, supposedly, and better.
So what I'm hearing what called, is Spirit Island is the pumpkin spice latte of the board game.
Loved by many, despised by some.
And apparently beige is a code word for rage in Gareth's world.
Beige. I'm looking at photographs now. Ooh, shut up.
And Gareth, it's called Horizons of Spirit Island is the new one.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It is cheaper, though.
Is it? Cheaper box of beige.
It's $30 at Target.
Just created a new hashtag, Beige Rage.
Beige Rage.
Beige Rage
for Christmas.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
That could be a whole
hashtag Beige Rage.
Weirdly,
but
when
Gareth,
I was
you have a second. You have a
well,
second.
Well, when I was
one,
doing
right?
my research, I realized that I scored another game. I scored this four. That feels quite generous, seeing how ragey I've just been. The other game with a similar score was Gloomhaven.
That's a huge one.
That hurts.
Yeah, I mean, BJ, that's like one of your favorites.
Yeah.
I think it's just a co-op. I can't remember now. I sold my copy ages ago. I think we played one story okay, and then after a while, I just got through five or six and went, this isn't for me. I didn't find it exciting. Maybe it's the co-op. Interesting. PJ's just he's actually crying right now.
Yeah.
It's over.
And yet, you think Castles of Burgundy is exciting. I don't know what's
really
going on.
Really good game.
I love Castles of Burgundy, Gareth.
PJ's wrong. I need to educate him on how to mitigate his goes.
It might
However,
be because I've won every game I've played, so.
So, with that super fast episode, I think we just end it there with full of beige rage, Disney disasters, Catan catastrophes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yahtzee, I don't know, can't think of one.
Thunderous thrones of dice.
It's been a pleasure as always, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please subscribe, and as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram at Meeple to Meeple.